contractors wondering about how they'll make a living next year should look at four major buying vehicles. They're all undergoing updates to some degree, but to ride a horse, you've got to get your fanny in the saddle. Joining me with more, Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, most people look at vehicles and they want to see the new Ferrari or the new Jeep. In this business, we look at the new contracting vehicles or what's being updated in the old ones. And you've got four that you think really should be taking some attention in the coming year.
That's exactly right, Tom. And as you pointed out, some of them are new for the 2017 model year in government business. Others are updated and refurbished versions of models that contractors and customers have known to come to know and love. First up is the Navy Seaport E-Contract, certainly not a new one, but really the perennial Navy favorite. And Seaport E holds an occasional open season, and they're planning to do a major revampment in the near future. Right now, the Navy is on track for new offers on a redesigned Seaport E in a time frame that I'm estimating to be about the third quarter of the FY17 government fiscal year. This gives companies an opportunity to reach out to people in the Navy, understand what it is they might be looking for, to engage in some of those pre-solicitation conferences, make sure that they're ready for the open season, and really put together a business plan on how they're going to make the most use of the Seaport E vehicle.
Now, Seaport E, that's the one that's got about 1,500 contractors on it already, right?
That's right. It's got about 1,500 contractors, but Tom, it's a little bit like the GSA schedule in that there are an awful lot of people that have a contract that don't drive business through it. So I'm encouraging people to not just pursue the contract, but to actually understand the business case and what are your going to be your top five leads for actually closing business via Seaport E. Because like GSA schedule, if you're not doing business through this contract, the Navy may find it in their best interest to cancel it, and you don't want that to happen.
And what does Seaport E usually typically do for the Navy? What do they buy from it in general?
Well, a good general rule of thumb is to equate Seaport E to GSA's IT-70 schedule. There's a lot of IT hardware on it, a lot of IT software, and those certainly form the backbone of the contract vehicle overall. But just like with IT-70, Tom, there's a substantial amount of professional services, total solutions. One might envision some cloud offerings and cyber offerings that will be coming in the refurbishment of Seaport E. So a very popular vehicle, one that the Navy really likes to use as its preferred source for IT acquisition.
Unlike the Air Force, which I think tends to be heavy with GSA schedule.
Air Force, very heavy with GSA schedules, very heavy, I think, with GSA, GWACs like Alion and Oasis.
Now, the Navy also has the big NGEN, next generation of telecommunications, coming, and that's been a long time in incubation.
It's been a long time in incubation, Tom, but when you understand that the estimated value of the contract is $3.5 billion, with a B, you begin to understand that, you know, it takes a long acquisition lead time to put a massive contract like this together, even though it's a follow-on to an existing Navy contract. This is the Navy's main way of buying a whole host of telecommunications solutions. It goes throughout the Marine Corps as well. It's really the go-to mandatory use contract in many cases for the items and services that it's covered by. It's usually set up with a prime contractor with a team of subcontractors working for it. So there are lots of opportunities to participate on it. And a tremendous amount of opportunity for good business with the Navy, the Marine Corps, and perhaps other DOD offices as well.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and NGEN is going to be unlike Seaport E, where there will be just a couple of maybe three or four really big primes, and everyone else will have to be the sucker fish.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. This is going to be one or two winners take all, and there will not be any open seasons that you will see on Seaport E. So Whereas C4D is definitely a classic indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract. The NGEN contract is put in place. You will get business if you're an awardee, so it's not indefinite by any means at all.
And let's move through the DISAs, the Defense Information Systems Agency's Systems Engineering and Technology Innovation, or SETI, vehicle. That's coming through soon, too.
It does, and SETI almost sounds like one of those science fiction vehicles that you see on late-night TV, Tom, but here it stands for an important DISA systems engineering contract. This one's currently forecast in the first through third quarters of FY17 for contract formation. A little bit smaller than the Navy's NGEN, but not by much. It has a $2.5 billion spending estimate over the life of its contract. This contract has a slightly different space than the first two we talked about. While it has a technology component to it, it really, its bedrock is going to be systems engineering work. So the DISA people are going to be paying a high value and a lot of attention to technical capabilities of companies that will make offers.
And that will be a multiple award?
That will be a multiple award, indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract. It should be an interesting type of business for companies. Again, really emphasizing the technical capacities that your company has, that will probably give you the best shot at participating.
And on the civilian side, the Justice Department is going to be coming out with its ITSS-5 contract.
This is Justice's main multiple award IDIQ for information technology products and services, Tom. And, of course, while the Department of Defense gets a lot of attention in contract spending, we can't leave out the civilian agencies as well. The ITSS-5, as the number 5 might suggest, is a follow-on to an existing contract. It has an estimated business level of just about $1.5 billion. So not chump change by any means, and government contractors usually find diversifying their portfolio outside of DoD contracts and into some of the major civilian agencies can be a good way to smooth out any business ups and downs. Department of Justice is usually one of the top civilian agencies that a contractor will look to because there's a constant demand for technology upgrades, which not surprising, given all of the technology challenges the department has to face in its core missions. So ITSS-5 should definitely be something on an IT contractor's radar screen.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Appreciate that update.
Tom, as always, happy to do it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.